I went to go back to the car to get more money.
Lo and behold, your car wasn't there.
There was no mystery behind her missing wheels.
Mr. Simeone says he called the tow company and had your car towed. What you say is you parked legally because you were going into the gym.
But will a mystery witness...
You know anything about Miss Imperial and her car?
Yes, I do.
Put a dent in her story?
This is not going to be without pain.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Gina Imperial is suing deli owner Bruno Simeone for illegally towing her car while she was parked in front of his deli.
Order. All rise. This is case number 240 on the calendar in the matter of Imperial versus Simeone.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Miss Imperial, it is your claim that the defendant, who was a business owner, had your car towed away illegally because your car was parked in violation of the posted signs. And this is what I gather. You have your business, Mr. Simeone?
Yes.
In a little shopping mall. There is a gym. And then there is your, is it a restaurant store or just a store?
It's an Italian grocery deli.
And those two stores have signs posted that the parking is for customers of the gym and your facility, correct?
That is correct.
And you're right next door to the gym?
Correct.
Now, Miss Imperial says that on a date, and the date was?
May 17th, it's a Friday.
May 17th, 2013. She was parked in compliance with the signs. And despite the fact that she was parked in compliance with the posted signs, you had her car illegally towed, and she wants a lot of money, both for the towing and for aggravation and for stuff. You, on the other hand, say, oh, no, no, she's a faker. She was not parked in compliance with the signs. She wasn't in the gym when she was parking there for the whole time, and she certainly wasn't in your restaurant deli when she was parked there for the whole time. And it's my job to figure out where she was. Now, Miss Imperial, I'm going to ask you a few questions, because what you say is on May 17th, 2013, you parked legally because you were going into the gym, which is adjacent to the defendant's store. Had you ever been in that gym before? The answer is either yes or no.
Yes, I've been in the gym before.
When was the last time you had been in that gym, and for what reason?
I just went in there like a few months before just to check out the gym.
Did you speak to anyone when you went in a few months before?
I just asked about the gym and membership, but I didn't actually get a membership. I was just asking basic questions about the gym.
In what month was that?
It was back in January.
And what brought you back to the gym on May 17th?
I noticed on Craigslist that there was an ad for physical trainer. They're hiring. So my son has been looking for a job as a personal trainer because he's getting recertified. So I went in to speak with them just to get information on the hiring process because I was already at the library in Newhall.
Just a second. So first you went to the library.
Yeah, but then when
What time did you get to the library?
I just went over to the library just to drop off right before because I dropped off some books.
What time did you get to the library?
It was like around noon.
So first you were in the library dropping off some books at about 12 o'clock. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then where did you go?
I went over to the parking lot, parked in Result Fitness parking lot.
Result Fitness.
And I was also going to...
Don't tell me also. You got to Result Fitness, and how far is Result Fitness from the library?
It's about 2 minutes away.
So you got there at maybe 5 or 10 minutes after 12?
No, because I was at the library longer than that.
Oh, I thought you were just dropping some things off. That's what you said. You're just dropping some things off. So how long were you at the library?
I don't know. I was just there on my computer. But the reason
so
I went...
So you weren't dropping things off. You were dropping things off and sitting at the library on your computer.
Yeah, but the reason I went there was because I had the books, too. So I was returning books, and I wanted to do some stuff on the computer as well.
So how long did you stay in the library?
It was about over an hour.
Oh, so it wasn't just a few minutes dropping off. Well, now you say an hour and a half.
Because I was at the library for a little while.
No, first you say you were just at the library dropping off some books. Now you were there for an hour and a half. So an hour and a half would bring you to the gym at between 1:15 and 1:30. Is that correct?
It was approximately 1:30, yes.
This is not going to be without pain.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
You're getting there. Okay. And you were there to discuss the business opportunities for your son who wanted a job as a physical trainer.
Yes.
With whom did you speak?
Her name is Allison.
Had you ever met her before?
No.
You had a conversation with Allison?
Correct.
For how long?
Well, I spoke to her for about, first I went in there, she was busy, so I went across the street to get a coffee, and then I went
Just back. A minute. Okay. Now we're getting it. So you went in there.
Yes.
And the person you wanted to speak to was busy.
She was busy.
She was busy. Was she at the front desk?
Yeah, she was standing at the front desk, and she was helping someone.
Like just me. A minute. We're going to go this piece by piece.
Okay.
By piece. By piece. You walked in, and you didn't know who you wanted to speak to because you had only been there once to look around, and that was back in January. So now we're in May. Did you speak to anyone else who told you that Allison was the person to talk to, or were you just waiting for the first person who was there out in the front?
Yeah, I was just seeing who was there. I didn't know if she was in charge or not.
Fine. And she was busy. Is
yes.
that what you said?
Uh-huh.
She was talking to someone.
Right.
So you just walked out?
Yeah, I walked out.
Just a sec. No, you just walked out. That would be a yes.
Yes.
And when you walked out, where did you go?
I went over to get a coffee
Just a second. You went over to get a coffee where?
At Egg Plantation across the street.
A restaurant.
Yeah, I went to get a coffee to go.
Just a second. You went across, you got a coffee to go.
Yes.
And then where did you go?
I went back to Result Fitness. And I spoke with Allison, who was still there.
Now, just a second. You spoke to Allison.
Yes.
Who was then free?
Yes.
So all this had to be taken place within the course of 10 minutes. Getting there about 1:30, walking in, seeing Allison busy, walking across the street, got a coffee to go, went right back to Result Fitness. That's no more than 10 minutes, unless the street is a mile long. That's 10 minutes. So you were back at Result Fitness at 1:40, according to you. How long did you speak to Allison?
I spoke with Allison for like about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. I was talking to her about the gym and the hiring process.
Did you discuss your son with her or you?
I was discussing
my son.
Did
you discuss your son looking for a job or you?
My son. But I also was looking at the gym as a place to work out too, because I work out. I enjoy going to different gyms, so
uh-huh.
I was looking.
I want to tell you something.
Yes.
I'm not believing what you're telling me. I'm being perfectly fair and perfectly
yeah.
honest with you.
I have all the evidence.
I'm not believing what you're telling me.
I forward my son all the, whenever I see.
I'm just telling you, I'm not believing what you're telling
me. Well, I'm telling the truth.
Great. So after you spoke to Allison,
yes.
what did you do next?
After I spoke with Allison, I wrote down the information. She gave me a pen and she said that they have the online process. And I said, my son is getting certified.
Don't tell me what she said to you. I asked you, what did you do next after
okay.
you spoke to Allison?
After I spoke to Allison.
Now it's 1:45.
Okay, then I was going over to go into Maria's Deli because I wanted to get wheat pasta.
So you went right from the conversation with Allison, you went to the defendant's store.
Yeah, after I was looking around the gym and talking to Allison, yes. Then I went to Maria's Deli to get some wheat pasta.
And?
And I went in to get the wheat pasta. And then I saw, remember my parents, they always liked the jugs of burgundy, but I was gonna go to my car to get more money for the burgundy.
So all this time you left your money in the car?
No, I had some cash with me, but I had extra.
You left money in the car?
I have some money in the car, yes. I have extra money in the car that I had in my glove compartment.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I bought the pasta, and then I went to go get back to the car to get more money because I wanted to buy the jug of burgundy because I buy the burgundy there for my
Don't
parents.
Give me a lot of, listen, I don't want to hear a lot of baloney because I'm telling you already I don't believe you. I just want to tell, I don't believe
I
this
do
whole story. This is a really good story.
It's the truth.
This is a really good story.
And I've been a patron there since 73.
This is a very good story.
It's the truth.
Yeah, okay. So you went back to your car to get money from your glove compartment where everybody leaves money in their glove compartment in a car.
It's locked, yes.
And everybody leaves money in a locked glove compartment in a car. How much money did you leave in your locked glove compartment in your car?
Well, I had extra $100 in my glove compartment. That's why it was locked, because I have a lock on it. Yeah.
And when you came out to get the extra money from your glove compartment that you keep locked, you found, lo and behold, your car wasn't there.
Right, so I...
Just a minute. Lo and behold, your car wasn't there.
Right.
So correct. What did you do?
Well, I went to Result Fitness to see if they knew anything about my car being towed, and they said no, she didn't know anything about it. But that, you know.
Don't tell me what she told you.
Okay, then I walked over to Maria's Deli. I said, does anybody know about my car being towed? Did anybody call for my car being towed? And nobody told me anything, so.
About what time was this?
It was
give me
it was
the
after,
time.
I guess it
because
was after.
The towing company will have the time that they actually towed your car.
It was after 2 o'clock.
How much after 2 o'clock? After 2 o'clock would be 4 o'clock,
like
could be 3 o'clock.
It was probably like 2:10.
2:10.
And then nobody would tell me Maria's Deli if they called for my car to be towed, and Result Fitness didn't know anything. So what I did is I called the number on the sign to the sheriff, and I was trying to find my car because I didn't know who towed
it. And it was towed. Oh, the defendant, Mr. Simeone, says he called the tow company and had your car towed because you weren't in his store, and he thinks he knows where you were.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She kind of drove up onto the curb, got very close to the window, almost hit a planter. She appeared to be very agitated. I couldn't hear what she was saying. I saw that the hand gestures, at one point her hand was out the window. So she appeared very agitated and then got out of her car and walked across the street.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Gina Imperial claims deli owner Bruno Simeone had her car illegally towed from in front of his deli. Bruno says Gina parked her vehicle and patronized a business across the street.
Yeah. I'd like some evidence from you, sir. You have any witnesses to tell me today where Miss Imperial was when she parked?
I have the fitness trainer who's here, Cody Bartosz.
Tell me what your last name is, sir.
Bartosz.
Mr. Bartosz, where do you work?
I currently work at Velocity Sports Performance in Santa Clarita.
Are you familiar with Result Fitness?
Yes, I worked there for 4 years.
Were you working there on the 17th of May?
Yes.
You know anything about Miss Imperial and her car?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to tell me what you know about that?
I was working at the gym that day, and I saw her car pull into the parking lot the wrong way.
What do you mean you saw it pull in the wrong way?
Well, it's a one-way drive. The parking lot's a very small parking lot. It only fits one car. The parking spaces are kind of slanted.
So you have a way to go in and it
correct.
Says
an
enter and then it says
then
exit only?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so she pulled in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what brought your attention to her?
Yes, which happens many times. We see it all the time, but you know, usually people realize that as soon as they pull in, they see the arrows and they see the parking spaces and then they kind of back out and go the other way.
Okay, but she pulled in the wrong way.
Correct.
Remember what kind of car she was driving?
I don't. I know it was a dark colored car. That's.
What color is your car?
It's gray, charcoal gray.
And other than the fact that it was pulling in the wrong way, mm-hmm. is there anything else that drew your attention to the car?
Yes, there was a member of our gym who was just leaving, and she was backing out, getting ready to, you know, leave. And at the same time she was pulling in, they kind of pulled head to head and then got stuck. So, which kind of drew our attention, because that happens, like I said,
not,
it happens.
Not our attention, your attention.
My attention,
I want
correct.
You, why don't you tell me what you saw?
Yes.
So somebody who was a gym member was pulling out mm-hmm. and was going to exit the correct way. But since Miss Imperial's car had come in the wrong way, they were head-to-head in this one-way
right.
parking lot. So somebody had to back up or somebody had to go into a space.
Correct. Somebody had to back up, or what happened is she kind of drove up onto the curb.
Got who
very,
did?
Miss Imperial. Got very close to the window, almost hit a planter. And so at that time, myself and other people in the gym were, you know, were looking to see kind of what happened. And I was about to actually walk outside and try to help him out and direct. She appeared to be very agitated. I couldn't hear what she was saying because I was inside the gym, but I saw that the hand gestures she was using, and at one point her hand was out the window. So she appeared very agitated. And then they finally kind of squeezed by each other, and the member, she left, and Miss Imperial kind of maneuvered a 30-point turn, you know, into the parking lot because it was the wrong way, and then got out of her car and walked across the street.
Walked across the street?
Correct.
Did not come into your gym?
Correct.
Did you see where she went when she crossed the street?
She walked across the street to Egg Plantation. There's a little corridor that goes through into another parking lot on the other side of the building there, and she walked through the corridor and then disappeared out of sight.
Did you continue to work that day?
Yes, I left the gym. I usually leave around 1 or 2 o'clock.
Do you know what time you saw Miss Imperial pull into that spot?
I want to say it was around 1 o'clock, probably.
So right before you were ready to leave?
Correct, yeah.
And you didn't see her come back before you left?
Correct.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So you weren't in the gym?
I was in the gym.
You were not in the gym, because he was in the gym, and he saw the tow truck. So you were not in the gym?
I went in the gym, and I went.
I don't believe you. Yeah, you know, that's my job.
Okay.
Let me tell you what happened.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Gina Imperial is accusing deli owner Bruno Simeone of illegally towing her vehicle while it was parked in front of his deli.
Now, do you have an Allison who works there?
Yes.
What is her capacity?
She worked as a front desk attendant, scheduling. She made shakes. We have a shake bar there.
Let me ask you this question. When you left the gym, was Miss Imperial's car still there?
No, it had already been towed.
So it had been towed sometime between 1 and 2?
Correct.
Okay. When you left the gym, her car had already been towed, and she had not come back to the gym.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. You can sit down. Now, you called the towing company because...
It was brought to my attention that somebody...
From him?
From Cody, that somebody was parking illegally.
Because she came, she parked...
And there was an altercation...
And she crossed the street.
That's correct.
And went to get whatever she went to get.
Well, I assume breakfast.
Fine. Whatever she went to get. Now, Mr. Simeone, at what time did Miss Imperial come in to your store to buy some pasta?
Well, approximately around 2 o'clock.
By that time, her car had been towed.
That's correct.
Piecing those things together, your witness says by the time he left work, and she was not there talking to Allison, because Allison's in the front.
That's who I was talking to in the front.
Well, he would have seen you do walk out the front, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, he walks out the front. And your car had already been towed because he says his car wasn't there. By the way, when you saw, stand up 1 second, when you saw her walk across the street, did you at that point go and tell Mr. Simeone?
I waited maybe 10 minutes or so.
Okay. And after you told him, her car was still there.
Correct.
But after you told him, did you go back to work?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For about how long?
Maybe another 45 minutes, an hour.
So that's at least 2 o'clock. And when you came out, her car was gone.
Yes. I saw it get towed. I saw the tow truck arrive. And because the car was parked directly in front of the front door, you couldn't miss the tow truck pulling in and taking the car.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that means that Miss Imperial certainly wasn't at the gym if you saw it, right? Certainly if I saw a big tow truck come in that smaller space, which is a one-way street, I would know. Now, how far was your car parked from the defendant's front door?
It's just a couple spaces.
There's
only a few
spaces. Well, so you weren't in his store either, because if you were in his store, so you weren't in the gym.
I was in the gym. And
you were not in the gym, because he was in the gym. And he saw the tow truck, so you were not in the gym.
I went in the gym and I went
I don't believe you. You know, that's my job.
Okay.
Let me tell you what happened.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Now, what happened is you parked the car in that spot. There's no question in my mind that he's telling the truth, because otherwise he'd have no reason to alert Mr. Simeone that you were parked illegally and that there had been sort of an altercation, because he actually had to leave his place of business and go next door to tell him that you were parked illegally. At that time, you were not in the gym and you were not in Mr. Simeone's place of business, which means that you were parked illegally. And he had every right to have you towed.
I went to the fitness place and Maria's deli.
Did you hear what I just said to you? I said to you, at the time your car was towed, you were neither in the gym.
I was in.
Or neither in the gym, because he saw the car being towed, and he was in the gym, and you weren't there.
I was in the gym.
I don't believe you. Madam, your case is dismissed. Goodbye.
I need an excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He must have saw someone else go the wrong way, not me.
We just have to make sure that people don't violate and they respect the property, private property.
Because I have pictures of a tow truck taking another car, too.
Actually, there is no time limit, but they just have to stay.
They had my car towed. They had other people towed, too, not just mine.
In the parking when they're patronizing our store.
So the time that he's talking about is a different person. They tow people all the time, which I have pictures of.
So that way there's parking for our customers.
I tried to get the video, because when I went in the Result Fitness, and went back, but they couldn't get it for me.
And that people don't go across street to patronize other stores.
So maybe they didn't realize I was in the Result Fitness.
And I'm happy that she realized that I was telling the truth.